A juror at the first Trump criminal trial had second thoughts. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. She told the judge that this morning. So that juror, one of the seven that had been chosen already, has now been dismissed from the case. So now they'll need to find 12 more as jury selection resumes this morning in New York.
The former president has arrived here at court. He did not speak to reporters on his way in, but as is his wont, he is making his feelings known on social media. He has reposted comments critical of the trial, despite being under that gag order.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg wants the former president cited for contempt of court for three previous social media posts in which he attacked witnesses Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. We'll see if the new posts fall under the gag order at some point.
Now, moments ago, the DA Bragg just alleged seven more Trump gag order violations. The former president charged with falsifying records over alleged 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. The U.S. and our allies in the G7 group of nations have just imposed new sanctions on Iran, many of them focused on Iran's production of attack drones in response to Iran's missile and drone attack on Israel over the weekend. Fox's Trey Yingst reports from Tel Aviv.
Israeli forces remain on high alert across the country, waiting for orders from the country's war cabinet to strike back against Iran. Reports indicate that strikes against the Islamic Republic were called off on two separate occasions over the past several days.
New York City police are at Columbia University's campus where there's an anti-Israel encampment.
Protesters rallied until the early morning hours, lighting flares and chanting, "Free Palestine and Gaza, you make us proud." The NYPD tells us two people were booked on resisting arrest last night and one person with assault on a police officer. The student paper reports protesters voted to stay in the encampment for another 24 hours.
Fox's C.B. Cotton near the Columbia campus. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to Fox News Podcast.
Stocks are mixed after all the recent selling. The Dow is up 182 points. The S&P 500, that's gone down 4 days in a row, is gaining 4 points, but the NASDAQ is down about 30. The price of oil is up a dime, back to near $83 a barrel, while gas inches up another penny. AAA's national average for regular, $3.67 per gallon. That's 21 cents more than last month, but the exact same price we were paying 1 year ago. We mentioned new U.S. sanctions on Iran. They do not involve oil, but the Biden administration is targeting Venezuela's oil in a different round of sanctions.
With hopes of democratic reforms fading in Venezuela, the Biden administration is slapping back sanctions on the country's oil sector just 6 months after easing restrictions. U.S. officials had used the prospect of sanctions relief to convince President Nicolas Maduro to hold free, fair, and competitive elections. The leader did schedule votes for July and invited international monitors to observe. But since then, Maduro has blocked his main rival from registering her candidacy, and other critics of the regime have been jailed. The sanctions make it illegal for U.S. companies to do business with Venezuela's state-run energy producer. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
We just got an update on housing. Previously owned home sales dropped more than 4% last month from February. The National Association of Realtors says sales were almost 4% down from 1 year ago. As far as unemployment, the number of first-time claims last week, the same as the week before, 212,000. In the NBA, the 76ers played their way into the playoffs.
Hero fakes his three-pointer. It's up. It's good. 1 point game with 0.3 seconds remaining. Ball knocked loose. And that'll do it.
The final call on ESPN. Philadelphia beat Miami 105-104 to earn the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference. The Heat still could be the eight. They'll play the Bulls tomorrow. Chicago eliminated Atlanta in the other play-in game. 131-116. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.